Good morning, Every Nation Church Penang. How are all of you doing? For those of you who are tuning in today, I believe that, you know, all of you are doing great. So at the bottom in the chat box, type 8, 8 for great. And for those of you who are tuning in for the first time, I would like you all to key in 5 for high 5. All right. To introduce myself, my name is Terrence, for those of you who know me. And for those of you who don't know me, my name is also Terrence. All right, today, as I stand here before you, it's truly a privilege for me to share with you in our series, Awesome God. All right? So we have 5 parts in our series, Awesome God series. And the first part, Pastor kicked it off with Jehovah, my Lord. And Pastor shared about how Moses experienced God, experienced the Lordship of God when he was with the burning bush. And then after that, Casey came and shared with us on Jehovah Shalom, my peace. And Casey shared about Gideon, how he experienced God's peace when he was hiding in the threshing floor. Last week, Pastor came and shared with us El Roy, which is the Lord who sees, and sharing on Hagar, how Hagar experienced God's compassion. And today, I want to share with you part 4 on Jehovah Jireh, my provider. You know, church, probably Jehovah Jireh is the most popular name of God. And I'm sure all of you all listening in today, you would have heard of the word Jehovah Jireh. And it doesn't help that, you know, Don Moen actually sang a song and made famous a song entitled none other than Jehovah Jireh, my provider. And probably because of this song, right? You know, when we have a need in our life as Christians, we will cry out or we will proclaim, my God shall provide all my needs according to his riches and glory. And why is that? Because that is exactly what the song says. But church, do you know what is the extent of God's provision? To answer this question, we will need to go to the Bible, right? And today's message will be from Genesis chapter 22, verses 1 to 19. In church, when we turn to our Bible, before every major event, right, there is a title, correct? Title. So the title, as I look through a few versions, right, for Genesis chapter 22, you know, I came across ESV, English Standard Version. It says that the title is The Sacrifice of Isaac. Wow, the sacrifice. And then I try to look at Good News Bible. Probably I can get something more positive, right? Good news. Then I look at the title and it says, God commands Abraham to offer Isaac. Wow, it's not very good news, right? You know. So what I did was I look at NIV. And I say, oh, NIV, Abraham tested. I say, okay, let's try NKJV, New King James Version, what it says here. And it says here, Abraham's faith confirmed. Wow, so positive. So, you know, today, church, I want to title my message, The Story of Abraham's Faith Confirmed. All right, so we read from NKJV, reading from verse 1. It says, now it came to pass, after these things, that God tested Abraham and said to him, Abraham, and he said, here I am. Then he said, take now your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah, and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I shall tell you. Verse 3, so Abraham rose early in the morning and saddled his donkey and took 2 of his young men with him and Isaac his son. And he split the wood for the burnt offering and arose and went to the place which God had told him. Then on the 3rd day, Abraham lifted his eyes and saw the place afar off. Verse 5, Abraham said to his young men, stay here with the donkey. The lad and I will go yonder and worship, and we will come back to you. So Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it on Isaac, his son. And he took the fire in his hands and a knife, and the 2 of them went together. Verse 7, Isaac spoke to Abraham, his father, and said, my father! And Abraham said, here I am, my son. Then Isaac said, look, the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? You know, Abraham said this, my son, God will provide for himself the lamb for a burnt offering. So the 2 of them went together. In verse 9, they came to the place of which God had told him, and Abraham built an altar there and placed the wood in order. And he bound Isaac, his son, and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched out his hands, took the knife to slay his son. And at that moment, the angel of the Lord called from heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham! And Abraham said, here I am. And he said, do not lay your hand on the lad or do anything to him. For now I know that you fear God, since you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me. Verse 13, then Abraham lifted his eyes and looked, and there behind him was a ram caught in a thicket by its horns. So Abraham went and took the ram and offered it up for a burnt offering instead of his son. Then Abraham called the place, the Lord will provide, as it is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord it shall be provided. Verse 15, then the angel of the Lord called to Abraham a second time out of heaven and said, by myself I have sworn, says the Lord, because you have done this thing and have not withheld your son, your only son. Blessing, I will bless you, and multiplying, I will multiply your descendants as the stars of the heaven and as the sand which is on the seashore. And your descendants shall possess the gate of your enemies. In your seed, all the nations of the earth shall be blessed, because you have obeyed my voice. Verse 19, so Abraham returned to his young men, and they arose, and together they went to Beersheba, and Abraham dwelt at Beersheba. Shall we pray? Father God, we want to thank you, Lord, for your word that was spoken. We pray, Lord, that as we hear your word, you open our ears, let us understand who you are as Jehovah Jireh, my provider. Lord, I pray you speak to me, Lord. Speak through me, Lord Jesus, and use me as your instrument to touch the lives of your people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. So church, from the scripture verses that we read just now, what can we learn from this story about the character of God? You know, as I read Genesis chapter 22, verses 1 to 19, the story of Abraham's faith confirmed, I found out that there were three types of provision of Jehovah Jireh, God my provider. The very first provision, the very first type of provision is Jehovah Jireh, God my comforter, comforting my emotions. You know, as we read verse 1 to verse 7, these are the verses where Abraham received the instruction from God to sacrifice his only son, Isaac. Right, and he went about preparing the sacrifice of Isaac, right? Get the wood, get the fire, and then they traveled 3 days. 3 days, you know, to the land of Moriah. So between verse 1, when Abraham said, here I am to God, and verse 7, when he said, here I am to his son, Abraham's silence, right, in that 3 days speaks a lot about what he was going through, about what was going through his mind, right? And you know, it gives us ample time for us to probably think and also sympathize with him, you know, the agony that he was going through, you know, the emotional pain and the doubts that he must have had in his mind. You know, church, 3 days is a long time, you know. If I'm Abraham, imagine, you know, 3 days riding on a donkey, I'm thinking, oh, I've got to sacrifice my only child. I tell you, I will go through a real emotional turmoil. You know, what about you, church? If you were Abraham, what would be going through your mind? Not easy, right? It's real crazy. You know, but, you know, in the Bible actually offers us a little glimpse of what Abraham was thinking. And it's actually written in Hebrews chapter 11, verses 17 to 19. And Paul wrote, it was by faith that Abraham offered Isaac as a sacrifice when God was testing him. Abraham, who had received God's promises, was ready to sacrifice his only son, Isaac. In verse 18, he says, even though God had told him, Isaac is the son to whom your descendants will be counted. This is a promise that God made to Abraham. And yet, Abraham reasoned that if Isaac died, God was able to bring him back to life again. And in a sense, Abraham did receive his son back from the dead. You know, from these scripture verses, I can tell church that Abraham knew exactly who God was. He knew who God was because of the experience that he received, you know, from the first promise whereby he became a father to Isaac at the age of 100 years old, a grand old age of 100 years old. And the fact that his wife, Sarah, gave birth to Isaac at the age of 90, which is way past the age of childbearing. And this experience that he went through actually gave him the character, shown him the character of who God is, you know. And it is based on this experience that Abraham actually trusted God. That is where his trust came from. So, you know, as Abraham, I want to say Elijah, I don't know why. You know, but as Abraham was undertaking this very difficult task, you know, of offering his son as a sacrifice. He did it with the assurance in his heart, as what Hebrews chapter 11 verse 19 says, that God can bring back Isaac from the dead. And you know why? Because God promised that through Isaac, his descendants will be like the stars in the sky, the sand on the seashore. You know, and it is exactly that kind of trust that that Abraham had in God. So church, it is this very fact, you know, that in verse 5, Abraham actually told his servant, the two young men, you know, stay here while we go and worship, and we will come back to you. It's not I will come back to you, it's we. So he had that kind of trust and belief, you know, that God will raise Isaac from the dead. So church, today, if you're going through a difficult patch in your life, you know, and you need some emotional healing, know that Jehovah Jireh is God, our comforter. He provides you with the emotional comfort as you put your assurance in the promises he has for you. Amen? The second type of provision, Jehovah Jireh, is Jehovah Jireh, God, my provider, providing for my physical needs. You know, as we read the next seven verses, verse 8 to 14, it starts off with verse 8 saying, God will provide for himself the land. Abraham told that to Isaac when Isaac asked, Father, we have the light, fire, we have the wood, but where is the burnt offering? You know, when Abraham said this at that very moment in time, you know, I can tell you one thing. He only knows one thing for sure, which is the instruction from God to sacrifice his only son next to him, right? But he also had the assurance, like what we read in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 19, that God will raise his son from the dead. So it is with this assurance that, you know, both of them continued on with the journey and came to the place where God called them to be, right? And it is in this place that we see Elijah setting up the altar. Then he laid the wood. And I'm pretty sure that before Abraham bound Isaac, right, he would have set Isaac down and said, my son, you know, God made me a promise saying that through you, my descendants will be like the stars in the sky. My children will be like the sand in the seashore. So do you want to make God proud? And I'm sure, you know, Isaac would have answered, yes, Father, I want to. And in the same way, you know, Abraham would have asked Isaac, do you want to make me proud, your father? And, you know, probably Isaac would have said, yes, Father, I want to make you proud. Then Abraham would have said, trust me, I know what I'm doing. Then he proceeded to bound Isaac, right, and put him on the altar. And then as he take the knife and stretch out his arm and about to, you know, sacrifice and slay Isaac, from the heavens, God called out, Abraham, Abraham! And again he said, here I am. This is the third time. Church, this is the third time that Abraham said, here I am in this scripture. And I tell you, in the first two, here I am, when he first said, here I am to God and here I am to his son, you know, I can tell you that he is going through some emotional turmoil, because at that time, there were no conclusion as to what is going to happen, right? But this, here I am, when he said, here I am, I'm sure he would have heaved a sigh of relief. Whew, phew. Because here, God said, do not lay your hand on the lad or do anything to him. You know, he was like, wow, God, your timing couldn't have been more impeccable. You know, just when I was to plunge the knife into my son, you tell me, don't do anything. And you know, in verse 13, we see that, you know, God, Abraham saw a ram after that, right? With his horns caught in a thicket. And he took the ram and sacrificed it to the Lord. And it is through this, in verse 14, Abraham called the name of the place, the Lord will provide. The Lord will provide. And it came to pass, you know what he said earlier on, the Lord will provide in verse 8. Okay? As it is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord, it shall be provided. You know, in King James Version, right, it's written that Abraham called the name of the place, Jehovah Jireh. And this is the first instance of where Jehovah Jireh was recorded in the Bible. The Lord will provide. And it is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord, it shall be seen. Sin. In the Hebrew word, provided also means see to eat. The exact words that Hagar used in Genesis chapter 16, verse 13. And this is what Pastor preached about last week. El Roy, the Lord who sees. And the word provide also means to experience, you know, or to perceive. So when Abraham says, you know, Jehovah Jireh, he didn't only mean that God provided for the, you know, the goods, right? God didn't just give him the ram, but he also mean that God saw, God experienced all of my needs, all of my needs, and you make provisions for it. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing, church? So you see, Jehovah Jireh, God my provider, he not only provides for our emotional needs, he also provides for our physical needs. So if today you have any physical needs, you know, be it healing or financial needs, or probably, you know, you need physical needs for your job, for your business, especially in this very crucial moment, right? Trust in the Lord, because Jehovah Jireh, God, our provider, he will provide us with our physical needs because he is a God who sees. Right? So the third type of provision, the third type of provision of Jehovah Jireh is Jehovah Jireh, God, my Redeemer, providing for my salvation. You know, as what the song says earlier on, he is my Redeemer, my Savior. In verse 16 to verse 18, it says here that, by myself I have sworn, says the Lord, because you have done this thing and you have not withheld your son, your only son. Blessing, I will bless you, and multiplying, I will multiply you. Your descendants as the stars of the heaven and as the sand which is on the seashore. And your descendants shall possess the gates of their enemies. In verse 18 it says, in your seed all the nations of the earth shall be blessed because you have obeyed my voice. This is what God is saying. You know, church, these blessings, right, lays the foundation of a greater story to come. The preservation of Isaac is also the preservation of the lineage of Jesus, who was to be born 2,000 years later. And you know, church, this is actually the greater story, not the story of Abraham's faith confirmed, but this is the greater story, the story of redemption, the redemptive work of Jesus Christ on the cross, where he died and rose again 3 days later. And you know, this redemption story not only provides for our daily needs, but it provides for our innermost needs. Why? Because we were dead to sin. And it is through this redemption work of Christ on the cross that he died and rose again that we can enjoy and experience this redemption and receive this salvation from God. Isn't it amazing that God has planned all this in advance? You know, church, this story of Abraham's faith confirmed, is the clearest foreshadowing story of Jesus. There are similarities between these two stories, right? The story of Abraham's faith confirmed and the gospel of Jesus Christ. The first one, God called Isaac Abraham's only son, just as he calls Jesus his only son. Number two, Jesus had to carry his cross up the hill, just like how Isaac had to carry the wood up the hill as well. You know, and in verse 12 and verse 16, when it was written that Abraham did not withheld his son from God, right? It is actually restated in Romans chapter 8, verse 32. And Paul wrote it about Christ. He says, he did not spare his own son. God did not spare his own son, Jesus, but gave him up for all of us. How will he not also with him graciously give us all things? You know, when God gave Abraham that ram, that provision is not just a provision of needs. God actually gave his only son, Jesus, that when he died on the cross, and whoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. That's right. That's John 3:16. Okay? And in Hebrews, the fourth similar point is in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 19, we read earlier, actually points to the shadow of the resurrection of Isaac's story. It says here that Abraham reasoned that if Isaac died, God was able to bring him back to life again. And in a sense, Abraham did receive his son back from the dead. Just like what happened to Jesus, God raised his son back from the dead so that we can be redeemed, so that we can enjoy this salvation. So at this very moment, church, it is not about us, about God speaking anymore, but it's about us telling God, God, now I know and I understand your love that you are for me, for us, not against us. For you did not spare your son. And in this, we can trust in you, in every aspect of our life. So amazing, church. So in this, Jehovah Jireh, God, my Redeemer, it is actually this true provision from God, right? This true provision from God, the gospel of Jesus, his work on the cross provides us the salvation. So as I end, I want to reiterate the three types of provision of Jehovah Jireh, my God, which is number one, God, my comforter, comforting my emotional needs. Number two, God, my provider, providing for my physical needs. And number three, the most important one is God, my Redeemer, providing my salvation. If you look closely, church, you will see three letters, C, P, and R, CPR. I'm sure when I say CPR, all of y'all will know what CPR is. It stands for cardiopulmonary resuscitation, right? When do you need this? You only apply this to a person who's about to die because his heart has stopped, right? His or her heart has stopped. So you need to do that CPR. Bam, 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 right? Okay? To try to get the heart moving. So why do we need CPR, church? Why do we need CPR today? It's because we are dead to sin. We are dead to sin. And because we are dead to sin, Jesus had to die, had to come and redeem us. Redeem us so that we will receive this salvation from God today. So amazing. Isn't God so amazing? Hallelujah. Church, this story of Abraham, right, Abraham's faith confirmed, is the foreshadowing story of Jesus Christ. Both, we see the similarities in it where both of them, right, had to carry their burden up the cross, and both of them were called the only son. But you know what? The difference here is that one was redeemed by God's miraculous provisions, while the other was the Redeemer, sacrificed so that we can receive this miraculous provision, all of us. So church, as I am, I want to pray for two groups of people, right? Two groups of people. The first group are those who have physical or emotional needs in your heart. If today you are that person and you feel that, God, I need you to provide to my life for physical or emotional needs, I want you to close your eyes and pray this prayer with me. Shall we? Father Lord, we cry out to you. We know that you are Jehovah Jireh, our provider. Lord, you see the condition of our heart. You see the condition of what we are going through right now. And we ask, Lord, as we trust in you, Lord, we believe that, Lord, your promise will be yes and amen in our life. And you will provide for us, for our needs in this very moment. We just want to thank you, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we ask and we pray. Amen. And for the second group of people that I want to pray for, are for these people, those of you who have not heard about Jesus before, okay? Or probably you have heard about Jesus, but you have never experienced him. And you want to experience this Jehovah Jireh. Who is this Jehovah Jireh? God, the provider. And you want to experience him. I want to encourage you and I want to invite you to say this salvation prayer together with me today. Shall we? Shall we just close our eyes and you follow after me? All right? Let's pray. Father God, as I stand here before you, I acknowledge that I have sinned against you and I'm a sinner. And in this, Lord, I ask that you forgive me of my sins. Wash me, cleanse me, make me pure and holy. I want to invite you, Jesus, into my heart. Invite you, Lord, into my heart to be my personal Lord and Savior. And today, I want to declare with my mouth that God, you are my God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we ask and we pray. Amen. Amen.